George Gershwin's Summertime, because I missed the memo that the first official day of summer was over the weekend. This is Kansas Public Radio, and that was the great Yasha Heifetz on violin. Good morning. I am Destiny, also a violinist, and I wanted to open with, who I think is one of the greatest violinists of all time, one of the old cats. Nobody plays like that anymore. You know, a lot of people said that Yasha Heifetz played with no emotion because he looked stoic when he played. Well, if you listen to his sound, all of that stuff that he puts in there just screams emotion. So I absolutely love it. Speaking of the violin, this is a once in a blue moon opportunity, thanks to one of our supporters who requested that I play music this morning from myself, yours truly, Dave Hodgson of Manhattan. Thank you for your continued support of KPR, and I will indeed this hour and next hour and the hour after that play something by me. I had to open with a good violinist so you know what they actually sound like before you all are all tortured by me. So that'll be at the end of this hour. Right now, we are sticking in the theme of the old cats, I like to call them, those great musicians from a time gone by. I've got Alfred Brendel on the piano playing Schubert Piano Sonata. It is right now on Kansas Public Radio. Alfred Brendel on piano here on KPR playing Schubert Piano Sonata in A. I'm Destiny, your host, and I love that applause. A live concert there. Very nice indeed. I play the violin, so I've got something for you at about, well, a couple of minutes, actually, because we have an awesome sponsor today. Dave Hodgson of Manhattan is sponsoring our music programming on KPR, and he requested music by yours truly, so get your earplugs. Just kidding. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services, featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs, open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. And KU Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world. Open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event info at spencerart.ku.edu. All right, how about a lovely little estudio for guitar? This is by Agustin Barrios Manore. It is Jeffrey McFadden playing the guitar now on Kansas Public Radio. Jeffrey McFadden on guitar here on KPR, playing a studio for guitar by Mangore. A fun little listen. Before we get to yours truly playing, thanks to an awesome sponsor today on KPR, Dave Hodgson of Manhattan. And I've got another sponsor to thank here on Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Support for classical music comes from the Lawrence Busker Fest, presenting a quarterfinal game viewing party on July 11th. That is 4 to 11 p.m. Celebration in South Park and viewing party in Maselli's. More at lawrencebuskerfest.com. Alrighty, I'm closing this hour with something from my album Bach to Barn Burners, and I'm opening next hour with something too. So this is a virtuosic rendition by Henri Vieuxtemps of an old American folk tune, Oh Willie, We Have Missed You, about a soldier going off to war. It's for violin and piano, and it's really, really sweet and pretty. So let's take a listen. This is where it gets weird because I'm going to read my own name. This is Destiny Ann Mermagan on violin with Heather Adelsberger on piano here on Kansas Public Radio. That was yours truly on the violin with Heather Adelsberger on piano. That was Vieuxtemps, Oh Willie, We Have Missed You from his Bouquet Americain, a lovely set of familiar folk melodies that he turned into these virtuosic little tunes. We'll hear a couple more of those in the 11 a.m. hour, all for Dave, who requested that I, your dear old host, play music on the radio that I actually play. So, I have obliged, and thank you, Dave, for sponsoring today's music programming. Don't get used to it, anybody. I'm never doing it again. I'm kidding. I probably will someday. But it is interesting to hear yourself on the radio. It's, gotta go home and practice some more. By the way, every Friday morning and Saturday afternoon, I play your classical music requests on KPR. And if you've got a request that you want to make, just go to kansaspublicradio.org and click shows. You can find Classics by Request there, and then join me Fridays from 9 to noon and Saturdays 1 to 4 on KPR One stations. It is a jam, and you all have the best requests, the best listeners you all are here on KPR.
Between AI and social media and misinformation, it's good to be skeptical of what you hear. On Morning Edition from NPR News, you get independent reporting.
And tell us what NPR has learned about these back-channel efforts from countries.
Driven by curiosity, not an agenda.
Oh, that part is news to me. What's going on here?
Get the facts every weekday.
Morning Edition starts weekdays for you here on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. with Matthew Algio. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news here on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. I'll be opening the hour with some solo Bach that Kay actually played for you a few weeks ago when I was away. We'll get a chance to hear that again. It is about 72 degrees out. We're going into the upper 70s. It's 10:01. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. President Trump is heading to Eastern...
Support for NPR comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Here on Kansas Public Radio, Bach's Violin Partita No. 3 by yours truly, Destiny Ann Remagen on the violin. For Dave Hodgson of Manhattan, thank you for sponsoring the classical music programming today. You are very nice to request music by me. I'll have a couple more next hour, but this hour, back to really good musicians like Mozart. I've got an early Mozart symphony for you and also a beautiful harp sonata at around 10:45. Indeed, I do. I hope you are all doing well this morning. It's about 73 degrees out here in Lawrence and looks nice and sunny. Nice and sunny indeed. The weather is quite pretty. We've got a few other sponsors to thank today for our classical music programming. The Free State Festival, celebrating the free spirit of Kansas through independent films, music, and art in downtown Lawrence, June 22nd through the 28th. Passes and tickets available at freestatefestival.org. If you would like to be a sponsor, there's a way. We have lots of ways, actually. You can donate on kansaspublicradio.org. If you've got an old car or boat, you can donate that. It becomes a tax deduction. It helps our programming. Lots of ways to help us, our dearest listeners. All right. How about an early symphony from Mozart? This is Mozart Symphony No. 14, and again, I've been playing a lot of him lately. So many recordings. Sir Neville Mariner and Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, now on Kansas Public Radio. An early symphony by Mozart here on Kansas Public Radio, Symphony No. 14. That was Sir Neville Mariner and Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. A beautiful harp sonata is coming right up. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. And if you are 70 and a half years or older, consider making a qualified charitable distribution from your IRA to KPR today. It is a powerful way to make a lasting impact on the station you love. Details at kansaspublicradio.org under the support tab. Jean-Baptiste Cardone, 1760, French. We are going to listen to his beautiful sonata for harp. This is number 4. Our harpist is Angel Padilla. I hope you enjoy listening with me now on KPR. A beautiful, beautiful harp sonata, indeed, by Jean-Baptiste Cardone here on Kansas Public Radio. That was Angel Padilla Crespo on the harp. I hope you enjoyed that listen. Next hour, I've got more music by yours truly, some fiddle tunes in a virtuosic style, and also some more summery music. You know what I love? I love oranges. Do you love oranges? What about oranges about music? Let's see on KPR. Anybody want to guess? That was from Love for Three Oranges. That was my orange segue. By Prokofiev here on Kansas Public Radio. Thought I would sneak that in towards the end of the hour. Another thing I can sneak in is a way to help KPR out. When your old boat feels like an anchor around your wallet, KPR's vehicle donation program is here for you. We'll take your donated vehicle and use it to fund the programs you enjoy every day. You can donate your boat, car, or even your motorcycle at kansaspublicradio.org. Yes, and those proceeds do go to help the programming you love and also my really, really terrible jokes. Feel free to send in some jokes. I know you're probably tired of mine. It is 73 degrees out. We are going up to 79 in Lawrence. It's a bit windy, but the sun is shining, which is nice. While you are on our website, not while you're driving, of course, you can navigate over to the Shows tab, and you will find Classics by Request. That's Friday mornings and a lovely encore presentation on Saturday afternoons. It's the show where you, our awesome listener, you get to help me pick the playlist. You can tell me a composer you'd like to hear. Maybe you have a certain mood you want the music to create, because maybe you don't know the name of it. That's fine. Just give me whatever information you can, and I will do my best to find it for you, because I love hearing from all of you listeners. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Field. That story on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts for you today at 3 p.m. and goes till 7 with Laura Lorson. We are live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or you can tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Indeed, you can. So if you're in the car on the radio, we've got lots of great frequencies. Or perhaps you have one of those fancy cars that connects to your cell phone. Well, you can connect the KPR app. You can download the KPR app to your phone and then just ask your car to play your KPR app. It's amazing. It's 11:01. NPR News up next, then more music on KPR.
Live from a glorious breeze of air conditioning coming from a department store. AC is rare in offices and schools and homes in Britain, so people are flocking to these stores to just hang out.
Lauren Freyer reporting. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from DuckDuckGo, who believes that AI is hard to avoid right now. That's why they made a version of their private search engine without AI. Learn more at DuckDuckGo.com. This is Kansas Public Radio. That was Gary Owen by Henri Vuitton here on Kansas Public Radio, played by yours truly with Heather Adelsberger at the piano. Good morning. I am Destiny, and we've got a special sponsor of music today, Dave from Manhattan, who requested that I play music by me. It's the only way it's going to happen if you request it. Sitting here and listening to myself is a rather interesting task. I've got one more by yours truly at 11:45. It's supposedly everyone's favorite, The Last Rose of Summer. It's really pretty. We are going to listen to a simple symphony, not Britten's, who many of you know I have played before. Carl Nielsen wrote one, Symphony No. 6, Sinfonia Semplice. It is pretty nice. It's with the Danish Radio Symphony Orchestra. I hope you like listening to it with me on KPR. Carl Nielsen Symphony No. 6, called Sinfonia Semplice here on KPR. Anything but, huh? I didn't want to spoil the fun of that one. It's obviously very complex. I think the little waltz theme in the last movement is pretty maddening with the music up against it. The Danish Radio Symphony Orchestra. Something interesting for our morning. Sometimes we have to play some very interesting new things to make everybody happy. I liked it, though. I thought it was pretty fun. I also play other things to make people happy, like music that I play on the violin. That is coming up for a special supporter of our music program today on Kansas Public Radio, Dave Hodgson of Manhattan. Thank you, Dave, for your continued support of KPR. And support for classical music on KPR also comes from the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, offering Friends of the Zoo memberships, providing admission to the zoo for an entire year. Membership supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org. And the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka. A week of classical and jazz concerts, June 19th through the 27th at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus. Open to the public. More info at sunflowermusicfestival.org. All righty, here's yours truly playing The Last Rose of Summer on Kansas Public Radio. The Last Rose of Summer by Henri Vuitton from his Bouquet Americain here on Kansas Public Radio. That was me on the violin, a request from Dave Hodgson of Manhattan. Thank you so much, Dave Hodgson, for all of your support on KPR. And thank you to all of you, dearest listeners. We do love you. I know I missed the memo that summer, I can't even speak after listening to myself. I know I missed the memo that summer officially started over the weekend. I should have programmed summer music yesterday for the first Monday of the official start of summer, but I'm making up for it today, I think. Here is a lovely Midsummer Nocturne by Aaron Copland. I've got Michael Landrum on the piano, now on KPR. A beautiful Midsummer Nocturne here on KPR by Aaron Copland. Ah, what a gorgeous way to end our hour, if I do say so myself. Looks like you are in for some fun in today's noon hour. Jeff has Dvorak's Carnival Overture. I love that one. The Sibelius Tone Poem. I almost said tapioca, but it definitely says tapiola. Now I'm hungry. And Mozart, The Marriage of Figaro Overture. That is good music. Indeed it is. Speaking of tapioca, I recently rediscovered the bubble tea, the bubble tea frenzy of all of those tapioca little bubbles. It's just so delightful. Amazing what the brain does when it thinks it sees a word that's not there. That will be Sibelius Tone Poem Tapiola. Indeed it will. I am Destiny. Glad you have been here with me this morning. It's nice and sunny out. There are some clouds. We're going to be in the upper 70s here in Lawrence. I am planning Friday's Classics by Request. If you've got a request of something special you would like to hear, you know what to do. Go to kansaspublicradio.org/classicsbyrequest. There is a form there that you can fill out. You can let me know the composer's name. Don't worry about spelling it correctly. That is okay. You can be anonymous. You can also tell me a story that goes along with the music that you like, or something that it makes you feel and think about. super fun. We like to have fun. Indeed, we do. Again, this is Kansas Public Radio. Thank you so much for being here with me this morning. Keep on listening because after NPR News, we have lots more music for you. So don't go anywhere.
The World Cup has become an escape from the realities of war and conflict for many people across the globe.
I don't care about girls. I don't care about nothing. All I care about is God and soccer.
I'm Scott Detrow. We take you to a Palestinian-American youth soccer league in New Jersey where players dream big while working through their emotions on the field. That story on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you on Kansas Public Radio weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m. with Laura Larson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. NPR News is coming up next at 12:01. We will dip into there for a few minutes of news, and then KPR will come back to you with Jeff Watson and more classical music from 12 to 3 this afternoon. Thanks so much for being here. This is Kansas Public Radio.